why the whole world is in a flux. Leadership is very, very scarce. Quality leadership. If anybody aspires to be a leader without command of the new technologies, like digitalization, and also without a deep grasp of geopolitics, I tell you, he may be a good man in terms of mastering some of the old disciplines like, say, economics, politics, and all that. But I tell you, very likely he may be found wanting sooner than later. This young man here seems to have these instruments under his belt. Digitalization, geopolitics. And additionally, we've seen him perform loyally under President Akufo-Addo, and he's been also in public view since he got selected as the vice presidential candidate in 2008. He's hallmarked by humility and the temperance requisite for the job of leading a nation in search of a way forward. Ghana has come to a crossroads, and I'm serious here. It's not the normal, regular politics we want. We want a leadership with a vision, even in the complex world I've talked about. The leader that would be able to marshal the new technologies, to pick the requisite manpower. And here, allow me, I'm a party man, soundly, but I tell you, we should be talking about the nation and not so much about the party. We must get people of competence to work with him to find our way out of the confusion our society and economy have been plunged into. I wouldn't blame any side. Look at the track records of all the parties. I tell you, you can't find one that can say that in their time they were excellent or superb. No. We are in a new situation, and I believe the saying that cometh the man is now.